SFMSports.net and Salisbury University welcomes you to this presentation of Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse. This broadcast is powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our coverage of today's game between the second-ranked Salisbury University Seagulls and the St. Mary's College of Maryland Seahawks. My name is Ryan Downing, and I'm high above the field in the press box at Seagull Stadium on the campus of Salisbury University. It's a beautiful, sunny spring day here in Salisbury, a perfect day for the fans to welcome their team back home. Seagulls return home after a three-game road trip against three tough conference opponents. 2 weeks ago, the Gulls battled the 12th-ranked York College Spartans, winning 11-8. And last Saturday, the team traveled to Fredericksburg, Virginia to take on the 15th-ranked Mary Washington Eagles, winning that game 10-7. Finally, Salisbury matched up against the captains of Christopher Newport for the first time as conference rivals. Each side struggled to score throughout the game, requiring an overtime period with the contest tied at 7. Just 6 seconds into OT, Newport would find the back of the net and hand Salisbury their first loss of the season. Today's matchup sees another CAC battle for the Seagulls as St. Mary's College comes to town. Last season's regular season contest was a blowout in favor of Salisbury, but they would meet again in the CAC championship game that looked very different. A back-and-forth game throughout, the Gulls carried an 8-6 lead into the fourth quarter. The teams traded goals for the first 6 minutes of that period, scoring 2 goals each. Then the Seahawks offense took off, scoring 4 consecutive tallies by the 2:31 mark. Greg Corvin would bring the Gulls back within one, but on a man-up opportunity, Will Lurch would seal the game and the championship for the Hawks with a 13-11 final score. The winner in St. Mary's, their first conference championship since winning back-to-back CAC titles in 1993 and 94. The result was also just the second time since 1995 that Salisbury had not claimed the conference title. Rhett DePaul and Eric Kluge led the Seagulls in scoring with 3 goals each plus 2 assists for DePaul. Alex Taylor had one of his roughest outings of the season, allowing 13 goals with just 6 saves. Matt Tarrant led all scorers with 4 goals in addition to 2 each from Patrick Mull, Connor Jordan, Ben Love, and Will Lurch. Despite allowing a season-high 11 goals, Scott Marsh had one of his best games of his season with a season-high 15 saves. The Gulls suffered from missed opportunities throughout that game, going 0-5 on man-up opportunities and scoring just 11 goals on 46 shots. Complete opposite story for the Seahawks, going 4-5 on man-up opportunities and scoring 13 goals on 23 shots. It was the first time Salisbury had fallen to St. Mary's since April 10th of 2009. With the look back done, we'll take a quick break, but when we come back, our all-access pregame show continues with Coach's Corner featuring Coach Jim Berkman. We're getting closer to opening faceoff. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores! Are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, we've got takeout. So now you can bring our hand-spun wings with 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings with you. And the minute we figure out how to fit over 50 big screens into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings. The only place for wings, beer, sports.
Here in Maryland, your state crustacean is a blue crab. But can a crab help you save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico? I mean, you even have a stained glass blue crab sculpture at BWI, which shows your commitment to this Maryland crab relationship. But even that won't get you discounts on car insurance. I know a gecko who looks great on stained glass and could help you save money with Geico. Just saying.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your phone may be smart, but is it a fan?
Listen to high school and college sports on your BlackBerry, iPhone, or iPad.
Go to sfmsports.net and click on How to Listen. Then get the app that's right for your phone.
Listen to over 1,500 games each year on our five streaming channels, including high school and college sports, on-demand coaches shows, and the Cal Ripken World Series. SFMSports.net mobile is powered by TuneIn Radio.
SFMSports.net.
Now, Coach Berkman, on demand from SFMSports.net.
All right, joined by head coach Jim Berkman. Coach, coming off a big three-game road swing. A couple of big wins to start that road trip, but a tough loss at the end of it. What happened in that game against Newport?
Well, we didn't play extremely well. We faced the zone for 60 minutes, and we were in command of the game 7-4 with about 7 minutes left in the game, and we took a couple shots that maybe were ill-advised, or a couple shots that we could have finished the game if they were properly placed, and instead we let the goalie get a couple big saves. They came down. We made a couple mistakes on defense and on the face-off, and before you know it, next thing you know, it was 7-7, and we were going to overtime, but it wasn't one of our better outings. We didn't play real well against the zone, and that's all we saw for 60 minutes. So, you know, hopefully today we're going to play a lot better than we did for 60 minutes on Wednesday.
Some good news out of that game, though. Chris Bianc back in the lineup. Took 8 faceoffs in that game. Will we see his role expanded today?
Yeah, Chris is going to start today at the X. You know, I think it'll be as tolerated with the pain, and again, how successful he is, too. But also, there's a little bit of a conditioning factor in there, too, that, you know, he really hasn't done much since, you know, the 1st of March when the injury occurred. So, you know, we'll play it by ear. If he gets on a roll and he's successful and he's tolerating the pain, and, you know, the fatigue isn't an issue, you know, he'll probably get a number of draws today.
Going up against a team that historically Salisbury has done very well against in St. Mary's College today, but last time you saw them was in the CAC championship game, falling 13-11. How do you get your guys maybe not thinking so much as getting that win back as just going out and playing the game they're supposed to play?
Well, you know, they've obviously, you know, in their chatter leading into the game, have thought a lot about, you know, what transpired last year, and that's definitely a motivating factor in the back of their mind, as it would be for any athlete. But, you know, we're focusing on the things that we need to do well today, and that's what we've been working on in practice the last 2 days that are going to put us in a position to hopefully be successful and victorious today.
You're going up against a goalkeeper that has given up a lot of goals, but their offense is very opportune. They score a lot of goals on not a whole lot of shots. How do you combat that?
Well, you know, hopefully we'll play some good, solid defenses. You know, it's been our staple this year, and make them take some bad angle shots and force them into taking low percentage shots. And with our goalie in the back, if we do that with Alex Taylor, you know, we like our chances.
Heard that Greg Corvin not in the lineup. Is there any plan? Is he coming into the lineup today? Is he still out? What's the plan?
Yeah, Greg Corbin is out at least until next Friday night, probably another whole week. Hopefully he's going to be able to come back in the Cabrini game, but that's yet to be determined based on being released from the doctor.
And how do you replace that production from him? He's been a big
Well, I mean, Tommy Cirillo has had a couple good games, and, you know, in his absence, I mean, he's gotten a couple goals. He had a couple goals, I think, on Wednesday, a goal on Saturday against Mary Wash, and has played well in that third spot. It just, you know, now it takes a real solid midfielder off the second line and moves into the first line. And so we're obviously not as deep without Greg, but Tommy's did an outstanding job filling in on that first line.
Get you out of here on this one. This game starts a 4-game homestand. How important is it to get the win here today?
Well, this game is, you know, as we look through the next 4 games, today is the most important because it's the conference, you know, and you know, we win out these last 4 conference games, and we're in a position to be the number 1 seed and to play the host all those, to get a bye, and then also to play all our games at home. And we definitely, you know, want to be in that position, you know, come conference tournament time.
All right, thank you for joining us, Coach. Good luck
today. Thank you.
We'll take one more quick commercial break, but when we return, we'll set the stage and starting lineups for each side. Opening faceoff is just minutes away. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. Division III school. School is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Gary Stockbridge, Delmarva Power Region President on Investing in Communities.
Over the next 5 years, we're investing $1.7 billion in our electric systems. Advanced technology is helping us be more responsive while letting you take control of your energy use. And we're trimming trees along more than 1,600 miles of power lines to help prevent outages and ensure reliability. This is our commitment to you. Our work continues.
Delmarva Power, online at delmarva.com.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
The Seagulls All-Access pregame show continues from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Seagull Stadium. These two sides are very familiar with each other, and both are looking for a big win today as they start the announcement of the lineups on the field. The St. Mary's College Maryland Seahawks coming into this game, they are 5-6, 1-1 in conference. They are having a bit of a down year after the CAC championship win of last season. A bit interesting, though, the last couple seasons, this year and last year, they're better on the road than they are at home. 1-2 at home this year, 3-2 on the road. Last year, the year they went 12-7, they were 5-3 at home, 7-2 on the road. Odd to see a team that's actually stronger away from their home field than actually on that home field. Their last game was on Wednesday, a 13-8 loss to number 14 Mary Washington. That was their fourth loss in the last six games, and they are looking to turn it around today. They are led by Chris Hasbrook in his sixth season. He is a Salisbury graduate, their head coach, and he spent 11 years as an assistant here with Salisbury. Over that time, they won five national championships in six trips, so a lot of history between these two sides. On the other side, the second-ranked Salisbury Seagulls coming into this game 10-1 after that loss to Newport on Wednesday. They were 3-1 in conference. In that game against Newport, they scored just 7 goals on 33 shots, 19 shots on goal. And, of course, you heard Coach Berkman talking about how that game played out a little earlier. Take you through today's starters. First up for St. Mary's College, the attackers Connor Jordan and Ben Love. Midfielders Colin Brown, Teddy Secor, Gordy Long, and Nicholas Wilkinson. Their back defensive line of Javier Flores and David Mitchell McShane, joined by Grant Lowenfeld, and their keeper Zach Blewett. For the Seagulls, their attacking line will be Rhett DePaul and Luke Phipps. Their midfielders, Mike Kane, Chris Bianc, Davis Anderson, Zeke Smith. And their defenders, Josh Martin, Newt Krause, and Austin Kemp. And, of course, in goal for the Seagulls is the senior Alex Taylor. Take a look at that goalkeeper matchup. As St. Mary's has senior Zach Blewett in, he has started all the games this season for the Seahawks. 5-6 record. He has just over 50%, a 51.8% save percentage, and he is allowing 11 goals against per game, and that is certainly something that Salisbury would like to test early and often in this game. For Salisbury, Alex Taylor, the senior, has also started every game this year. He is 10-1 on the season, 58% save percentage, dropping a bit after that Newport game. He is allowing he's allowing just over 6.5 goals against a game, officially 6.64. These two sides, Salisbury not scoring quite as many goals per game as St. Mary's, about a goal difference between the two sides per game, but Salisbury shoots a lot more. They shoot, they score on about 29% of their shots, where St. Mary's has been a little bit more efficient, scoring at about 33% of their shots taken. St. Mary's, that efficiency stands out. 65.5% of their shots are on goal, 5.5% better than the Seagulls. And I talked to Coach Berkman earlier about how he had to, how he plans to deal with that, and trying to get their team to try and take some off-balance shots. And certainly Salisbury will need it. The difference in this game very well could be the clears and the missed opportunities by whichever side makes them. Salisbury dominated in clears in the regular season matchup between these two last season, going 18 of 20 on their clearing attempts, where St. Mary's just went 14 of 21. Script flipped a little bit in the CAC championship game, where St. Mary's didn't have to clear it too often, but only missed on one clearing attempt. Salisbury struggled a little bit with it. Difference in this game could also come down to the man up opportunities. Salisbury 22.8%, 13 of 57 on the year. Again, St. Mary's very, very good at converting, 41.5% on their attempts this season. Ball is down, and this game about ready to go as both players in for the faceoff. Chris Bianc in for Salisbury. Fighting hard, he comes up with it. Bianc gets his first. Salisbury gets the early faceoff and trying to set up quickly. Zeke Smith moves forward. Pass off to Davis Anderson, and they are in the square. Salisbury getting some substitutions to come in, working their game. Rhett DePaul has it, passes back to midfield, gets it up to Donovan Lang, and Lang joined by Cirillo. Remember, we talked Greg Corvin, not in this game. He is out for at least this game and the next. Still waiting to hear on any official comeback date, but Corvin not in this game, and Tommy Cirillo stepping up, trying to take it, shot, and score. Quick ball movement from behind the net, gets the ball out to Luke Phipps, and Phipps able to fire and score the quick 1-0 lead, 14-19 left in the first quarter, and Luke Phipps puts up the first goal of the game, assisted by Thomas Cirillo. Quick offensive action for the Seagulls, and they will need a couple more goals like that to come out of here with a solid win today. St. Mary's may not have a lot of chances, but as we said, those conversions are so important. Face-off win for the Seahawks. Teddy Secord runs into the Salisbury zone, but is dropped in the square. St. Mary's able to pick it right back up. Connor Jordan running with it. Passes off to a teammate, Matt Tarrant. Tarrant just entering the game. And now slowing it down, passing back to midfield. Will Lurch, this top line for this Seahawks offense, will try and get a good look to come in. Nathaniel Babcock also coming in, the junior midfielder, on the far side of the zone. Now back out to midfield, and Seahawks having a bit of issue getting around the Salisbury defense. Now running in hard. Bad shot, maybe even a pass attempt, not even sure, as Matt Tarrant either tried to fire it across to Connor Jordan or make a shot, but it was disrupted. Good defense by the Seagulls. Zeke Smith runs it the other way, but a bad pass attempt himself. Now ball is free at midfield. Seagulls trying to pick it up, still fighting for it on the ground, both sides. Nobody can quite get it off the ground yet. Coming away with it, still not away with it. It seemed like the Seahawks' Javier Flores was fighting for it, almost picked it up, but Salisbury will have it awarded to them. Looked like the ball went out of bounds far side, and the Seagulls can move the ball ahead. Austin Kemp in the midfield area passes off to a teammate. He will retreat. Sean Fitzgerald checking into the game, joined by Lang. And Tommy Cirillo checking back in far side. Now Lang with it. Pushed a little bit back in the midfield and passes forward. Now just moving the ball around. Are the Seagulls looking for any opening to try and get another good offensive chance? On the far side, Lang. Lang goes towards the crease, but he drops the ball. Dropped the ball. Looked like he was setting up to shoot as he got in. He was about 5 or 6 feet from the crease and just lost the ball. Nobody touched him. And the Seahawks will come away with it. A lucky break for St. Mary's early in this game. Zach Blewett only tested the one time in which he gave up that goal. Now moving the ball forward in the midfield. Cody Tidwell. Tidwell passes it forward, gets it up to Jordan. Jordan pressured behind the net by Salisbury's Austin Kemp. Jordan still pretty much by himself looking for an opening. Can't quite shake him, but he does turn around and fire. He does get the goal. Connor Jordan with his first and the first of the game for St. Mary's with 11:46 remaining in the first quarter. This game tied at one. Connor Jordan doing a fantastic job. He had Austin Kemp all over him. Jordan came from behind the net, came near side. Taylor was just unable to stop the spinning shot, and it works out for St. Mary's. Face-off set. Bianc in the circle with Teddy Secor. Bianc picks it up initially, but has it knocked out of his hands, and a big check, and the whistle blows. The ball awarded to St. Mary's. Bianc had it, but had it knocked away from him, and the Seahawks will run with it into the Salisbury zone. Gordy Long passes it off. Passed up to Wilkinson. Wilkinson behind the net. Tries to work his way around. Top of the fan. Then passes back. Forced back to Austin Toland. Toland forced back to midfield now. Full sprint. And a pass is disrupted. He tried to pass it in. Preston Dabbs was right there and put a little bit of contact on him right as he passes it, and it goes out of bounds. Salisbury picks the ball up with possession. Alex Taylor with it, runs the ball forward, passes it up to the midfield stripe. Now running full sprint far side. Pass across, fake shot by Brady DeShiel, who just checked in. DeShiel then passes to DePaul behind the net. Rhett DePaul, been a bit quiet thus far in this game, hasn't had much to do to this point. Kyle Goss checks in. DePaul passes the ball up to Brandon Kendrick. Kendrick waiting patiently. Austin Toland in his face. Kendrick now trying to drive on him. Kendrick works his way around in front of the net. Fires and he goes wide. Not sure, didn't look like it was deflected by Blewett, but it does go wide, so Salisbury will hang on to the ball. Mike Kane with it. Luke Phipps. Luke Phipps running forward now behind the net. One-on-one with Javier Flores. And is almost taken away, and then pass disrupted. Phipps looking to pass far side in front of the St. Mary's bench and could not complete the pass. It went out of bounds. St. Mary's with the ball at midfield, but a lot of pressure on Matt Tarrant, who got it. Tarrant then passing across, and now just quick passes in the midfield area as the Seahawks try and work their way in. Salisbury's defense is set. Austin Kemp one-on-one with Connor Jordan. Jordan won the last outing between the two. Pass attempt behind the net, and Josh Martin for Salisbury deflects it, and it goes out of bounds, so St. Mary's does hang on to it. Working it is Wilkinson. Wilkinson tried to fire it. Off-balance shot goes out of the back line, and St. Mary's will hang on to it. Connor Jordan passes up to Babcock. Babcock passes back again. Wind picking up here in Salisbury. Will Lurch with it now. Lurch trying to drive in and passes to an open teammate. Fired, scored by Babcock. Lurch tried to work his way in. Nathaniel Babcock able to beat his defender, have a straight line right into the nose of the defense, right onto the net. And he gets the pass and puts it top left-hand corner over top of Taylor's stick. 2-1 St. Mary's with 9 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Chris Bianc again in the face-off circle at midfield for Salisbury. One-on-one with Teddy Secor. Bianc wins his third face-off. 3 of 4 is Bianc and this Seagull team. Yank forces to pass it off. He was under a bit of pressure. Gets it away to a teammate, Jake Rotman. Rotman then passes near side. DePaul had it and then passed it up to Lang. And Salisbury just moving the ball around, slowly waiting for their reinforcements. Just trying to work their offense. Salisbury almost in a straight line in front of the net. Not quite spread out yet. Sean Fitzgerald just checked into the game. He is passes it across far side of the square. Lang has it, lost his balance, but then passed it anyways. Almost a good save there by Zach Blewett. Almost another goal for the Seagulls. Looked like Mike Kane on the chance. DePaul with it, trying to fight against his defender. DePaul pass across to Kane. Kane somehow hangs onto it. And now ball on the ground, picked up by St. Mary's, and they will try and pass it away. They do. Full sprint for St. Mary's is J.G. Hahn. Hahn passes it forward to a teammate. Bad pass, but able to hang on to it is Jordan. Connor Jordan, again, one-on-one with Austin Kemp. This looks like a battle that's going to play out throughout this first half. Jordan behind the net, looking for an open teammate, finds one far side. Gordy Long. Long with it. Taking his time. Long, still behind the net. One-on-one with Donovan Lang. Now one-on-one with Newt Krause. Pass up, Long has it. He fires in, a great save by Taylor. Quick, quick passing. Long passed it out to Wilkinson at the entrance of the offensive zone. Wilkinson got it right back inside to Long, and Long fires it, but just can't get it past Taylor. Now in the midfield with Austin Tolan, then quick passing around. Now by the net, taken by Wilkinson. Wilkinson slips trying to get past Martin. Screen set, good screen, but Salisbury ready for it. Seahawks trying to work their way inside, breaks free, but a bad pass. That was a very tough pass for Ben Love to make. Love was in front of the net, tried to get it out near side to Connor Jordan, who was waiting almost unopposed, and the pass just a little too far. Jordan could not get to it. So Salisbury will get the ball back. Alex Taylor drives it forward, passes it up. Salisbury quickly enters the zone. Seagulls moving the ball around, waiting for some offensive substitutions. Now moving the ball around behind the net, DePaul. DePaul passes up to Kendrick. Kendrick back to midfield. Passes it off to DeShiel. Pardon me, that is Kyle Goss. Kyle Goss in the game now. And quick passes behind the net between DePaul and Luke Phipps. DePaul almost breaks around. Pass across to Phipps. Phipps has it. Fire scores. DePaul near side of the post. Gets very close to the crease. Then passes to Phipps with small window to get it to. Passes high to Phipps. Phipps able to bring it down and fire it in about waist level. Pass, the keeper blew it, and we are tied at two goals apiece with 6 minutes and 25 seconds remaining in the first quarter. So Salisbury and St. Mary's deadlocked at two right now, still in the early stages of this game. Bianc in the faceoff circle could not get the ball away, able to keep Teddy Secor from picking it up. Then pushed all the way back into the Salisbury zone, but then they pick it up and run with it. Seagulls pushing forward. Davis Anderson runs it all the way into the offensive square. Now DePaul has it. Near side corner. DePaul running. Slows down, looking for a teammate, maybe trying to break away from Grant Lowenfeld. He does. Full speed, then passes behind to Phipps. Phipps could not hang on to it as he tried to pass it up to Mike Kane. Kane, who leads this team in goal scoring, had a 5-goal performance against Mary Washington on that road trip, and he is firmly in the lead in goals scored, 23 on the year. Salisbury now trying to recover on defense. Full speed sprint for Cody Tidwell and the Seahawks. Jordan with it behind that. Jordan shakes Kemp right around the crease. Kemp recovers and able to push him off. And now St. Mary's will regroup. Jordan pass up the field to Matt Tarrant. Tarrant passes back to midfield and gets it to his teammate Will Lurch. Lurch driving in one-on-one with Preston Dabbs. Dabbs able to get the ball on the ground. Josh Martin fighting for it, and the whistle blows. No penalty, no flag on the field, just awarded to Salisbury. Possession going the Seagulls' way as now Zeke Smith runs in, gets into the square, then passes back to Cirillo, just entering the play. Cirillo joined by Sean Fitzgerald. And this Seahawks defense spread out a bit. Salisbury, instead of lining up like they did in previous possessions, now spread well out in front. Ball on the ground, and Seahawks pick it up. Salisbury unable to get a shot off before they lose possession. And now Zach Blewett with it will run forward and try and push the ball out of his zone. At midfield, tough play by Salisbury. Somehow able to hang on to it is Matt Tarrant. Tarrant runs in, fires on Taylor. Taylor was ready for it, makes the beautiful save. Now quickly the other way. Back in transition are the Seagulls. Tommy Cirillo. Cirillo now double teamed. He slows down, waits for reinforcements, gets it in the form of Brandon Kendrick. And Cirillo checks out. Kendrick passes far side to Phipps. Phipps passes back to a player just entering play. That's Brady DeShiel. DeShiel, far side, just inside the square, now trying to break around a defender. Fakes a few passes, and then the ball on the ground. Kendrick is drilled as he tried to catch that pass and then pass it quickly. And the ball on the ground, the Seahawks pick it up, and they will run into the Salisbury zone. Austin Toland has it, passes off to a teammate, waiting for it in front, a shot and a great save. Quick pass to a running Gordy Long. Long was trying to enter the zone quickly. He did, got a great shot, and Taylor made the save. Alex Taylor has been magnificent so far for the Seagulls. Let a couple of goals go early on, but he has recovered in the last few minutes, and timeout taken on the field with 3 minutes and 6 seconds remaining. St. Mary's calling their first timeout. We'll take a very quick break. We'll be right back with you. This is Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net.
Not every great sports moment happens during primetime. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we reward diehard fans by keeping our kitchen open late. Whether it's an East Coast crowd catching the end of a West Coast game or a triple overtime, we're there for you with hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings and over 20 beers on tap.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
A pretty even matchup thus far here at Seagull Stadium between the Salisbury Seagulls and the St. Mary's College Seahawks. 2 goals apiece for each side with just over 3 minutes left to play. The Seahawks coming off their first timeout of the game. And it has been very quick action despite just 2 goals apiece. Very quick offense from both sides, trying to get running chances, and the Seahawks have gotten a couple of very nice chances that Alex Taylor has done a fantastic job saving, and Salisbury's gotten a couple of good chances of their own, but they just haven't had the clean looks that we've seen them get so many times. If they can get a few clean looks, they can run away with this game very, very quickly. Same could be said for the Seahawks. Play back underway. Seahawks with the ball. Full speed sprint is Nathaniel Babcock running in. Almost has the ball taken from him. Right in front, tries to shoot, and it is not even close. Taylor did not have to do a thing. Ball deflected in front. And now quickly, Salisbury tries to go the other way. Davis Anderson far side. Anderson passes back. Gets to Preston Dabbs. Dabbs and to Phipps. And Salisbury will wait for reinforcements. Entering the game, Donovan Lang, the top line of this Seagulls offense, hurt a little bit with the loss of Greg Corvin. If you missed the pregame show, Corvin injured on that road trip and is not in this game, not in the lineup, not expected to be back until at the earliest Friday against Cabrini. But they are going to try and get away without him. Tommy Cirillo works his way in, fires it, and it is deflected. Not sure if that was necessarily on goal, but Zach Blewett did touch it, sending it out of bounds. Salisbury with it. DePaul has it. almost works his way, fires, and it's on the ground right in front of the crease. Great save by Blewett, who went to the ground, and his teammates were aware, came back and picked the ball up, trying to move it forward. Salisbury not afraid to be aggressive in the, deep in the zone, but Seahawks able to get it clear, crossing midfield. Matt Tarrant running forward. Hearing the whistle just blew, hearing heard calls for offsides from the Salisbury bench into the crowd, and it looks like that's exactly what happened. The officials giving the ball back to the Seagulls, and now they will run quickly into the offensive end. Lang passes off to Cirillo. Cirillo very slowly walking his way in, passes it up to Phipps, and then quickly back to Cirillo as Salisbury just works, tries to work their offense from distance. Lang strides into the zone. Now quickly tries to get around a defender, Tarrant. Cirillo open, gets there, fires, and he misses just wide. Looked like it was deflected off a stick. And St. Mary's does have possession, last touched by a Seagull. And St. Mary's is trying very quickly to get their offense going. Will Lurch running in, and St. Mary's is pretty much looked to be at full sprint almost the entirety of this game. Lurch forced back to out the midfield. Austin Talland. Talland forced to pass it back to Lurch. And then just a bit of catch between the two at the entrance to the zone. Now pass deeper into the square. Connor Jordan with the ball. Jordan and Kemp one-on-one again. Jordan tries to work around Kemp. Forced back outside. Chance now for Lurch, and Lurch cannot get it. Lurch loses the ball. Salisbury picks it up, but then loses it at midfield themselves. Phipps had it in stick, but just couldn't hang on to it. And a long-distance shot from Will Lurch. Will Lurch fired that right at the end of the clock from about the face-off circle. And Taylor makes the easy save. That will end our first quarter of play. Tied at two between St. Mary's and Salisbury. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
After a season of intense competition, only the elite are left standing.
Oh, wow.
The best in men's college lacrosse are coming to Hempstead, New York.
Let's fly and score.
Experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Lacrosse Quarterfinals, Saturday, May 17th at James M. Short Stadium in Hempstead, New York. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Seagull Stadium, the start of the second quarter. Salisbury and St. Mary's locked in a tight one at two goals apiece. And both teams able to get their offense going quickly. Both teams 100% on their clearing attempts. 7-for-7 for St. Mary's, 9-for-9 for the Seagulls. Ground balls, though, a big difference, as St. Mary's was able to pick up 11 in that first quarter to just 5-4 Salisbury. Faceoffs in Salisbury's favor, 3-5, 3-of-5 over St. Mary's, just getting 2. And Salisbury on the faceoff awarded that control and now will push forward trying to go the other way. Salisbury trying to get a lead again in this game. Led 1-0 early, but then have not led since. St. Mary scored 2 goals in quick succession, and then Salisbury was able to tie it up. Seagulls now trying to work inside the square, now running in. And a pass could not be picked up by Cirillo, and Salisbury struggling a little bit to hang on to the ball. Lang with it. passes into the zone, into DePaul. DePaul far side, now behind the net to Phipps. Phipps running around the edge, looking, pushed off, and then back to Cirillo, and Salisbury will work it around the circle. Cirillo stuck near sideline, and a pass in front of Sean Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald unable to track it down before it goes out of bounds far side in front of the Seagull bench. So St. Mary's gets another one, and this is something that looks like it might be hurting the Seagulls. 6-5 in the turnover ratio in the first quarter, but they are starting to have some bigger and bigger turnovers that shouldn't be happening. As this game goes along, we'll see how that affects everything as it plays out. Seahawks with it. And passing around behind the net, Connor Jordan has it. Passes up to midfield to Babcock. Babcock back to Jordan. Jordan and Kemp, still the battle to watch. Pass up to Stu D'Ambrogi. And then passed out midfield up to the entrance of the square, pardon me. And C. Mary's trying to do a couple of different moves, going quickly. A quick pass and a shot attempt from long range from Connor Jordan. Pass from Tarrant to Jordan, and then Salisbury goes quickly the other way. DePaul with it, working towards the net, and he fires. It is saved, deflected off of Blewett. Zach Blewett comes up with a big save. DePaul trying to go quickly far side of the post, and good shot, but Blewett, better save. Now Salisbury continues to hold the ball. They will work in forward. Brady to Shield. Pass off to Goss. Goss running inside, and the ball is a shot attempt, looked like, but missed. So Phipps will pick it up behind the net and will bring it in from the corner. Salisbury slowly moving the ball now at midfield, just moving the ball around quickly, looking for any lane, any cutters, any player that's going to go in and try and get a good look at a shot. Behind the net to Phipps. Salisbury picking up their passing to Shield, then up to Goss. Goss one-on-one with Babcock, and then a shot attempt, but it is deflected, and Blewett comes well out of the net to try and get the ball in a very dangerous proposition. If a Seagull had gotten it, they would have been able to just stroll to the net and fire it in with no opposition. St. Mary's does come away with it, and they will run full sprint as Cody Tidwell into the offensive zone before passing it off to a teammate, getting it inside to D'Ambrogi. D'Ambrogi passes off to Tarrant. Tarrant works his way inside. A quick shot and a save. Arms go up, and Salisbury will pick up the ball. Save by Taylor. He didn't even know he made the save. He put his stick up, but makes the stop, but then did not know where the ball went. Dangerous rebound, but is picked up by the Seagulls, and they will try and run it forward. And they get it into the zone, and they will slowly wait for substitutes. Salisbury has not had a good look in a couple of minutes. Quick look early on, but hasn't had anything good since. And they lose the ball far side. It looked like Sean Fitzgerald. It was indeed. Fitzgerald got a little too tricky with his pass, and a flag on the play. And it will go against the Seagulls. Chance here for the Seahawks, and they fire. Score. Another goal for the Seahawks. That one scored by Stu D'Ambrogi. And that will put St. Mary's up 3-2 with 10:55 remaining in the second quarter. 13, Stu D'Ambrogi. D'Ambrogi able to get in, and on a delayed man-up opportunity, a delayed penalty call. Seahawks won't even need it as they were able to get the ball in quickly and beat Alex Taylor topside. Chris Bianc remains out in the faceoff circle. He has taken every faceoff for the Seagulls, as well as Teddy Secor has taken every faceoff for the Seahawks, and it's been a tight, close battle in that faceoff circle. Salisbury comes away with it. Ball on the ground for just a second as Jake Rotman has it, tries to bring it in, and the Seagulls having continued issues holding onto the ball. They have it now. And somehow a goal from that shot. a chance there for Bienk. Bienk was running in, did not look like he had any sort of opening, just fired a bouncing shot towards the net, and it just completely baffled Zach Blewett. And Bienk, just that quickly, ties it up, 3 goals apiece, with 10:40 remaining in the second quarter. So Salisbury looked like they were struggling, and no defenders collapsed on Chris Bienk, and he saw an opportunity, unloaded low, bounced up, and there's just nothing Blewett could do to stop it. Back in the faceoff circle, Bienk, one-on-one with, and Sikora was not in the faceoff circle that time. That was Reese Cassard. And a chance in again as Salisbury enters the zone. Rotman with it. Rotman looking for an opening. He fires, and a good save by Blewett. And cannot hang on to it. Can Salisbury's Jesse Rabishaw. He tried to pick the ball up on the rebound, but the Seahawks able to get the ball forward. In the midfield again. St. Mary's trying to go quickly the other way. David Mitchell McShane with it. And he passes off to Toland. Toland slows it down. They are going to go for a slower approach this time. Seahawks have done a very good job converting on their opportunities, just like we thought they could coming into this game. Near side, D'Ambrogi ends up forced to pass it to Toland. Toland running towards the net with Dabbs right in behind him. Dabbs and Toland eye-to-eye behind the net. Toland forced out, gets a little bit of an opening, but not enough to shoot. Dangerous pass back behind the net. And a fire score. What a shot from Tim Perugini. Perugini fires it, falling backwards, and is able to get it past Taylor. And now a 4-3 score with 9:22 left. Salisbury unhappy with how this game is unfolding, as they are down by a goal still early in this first half. Still plenty of time left for Salisbury to get their offense going, but they have got to find a way to get their defense a little bit more efficient. They are struggling to stop this Seahawks offense when they get chances, and Bienk wins the battle initially in the faceoff, but is pushed heavily. Zeke Smith forces it to DePaul, and a quick answering goal. Zeke Smith picks up the ball after Bienk lost it, passed it over to a teammate. I believe that is Luke Phipps. No, excuse me, that is Nathan Blondino. Just so quick, the action there for the Seagulls, as they were able to get a very fast answering goal. 4 goals apiece between Salisbury and St. Mary's with 9:09 remaining in the first half. Salisbury able to get a quick answering goal, precisely what they needed. And we've seen a few of those today from both sides, but Salisbury has gotten the quicker ones, and winning those faceoffs is just so important, and which is why having Chris Bienk back and healthy is so, so precious for this team. He wins another faceoff. Now running forward is Jake Rotman with it. Rotman enters the zone. Pass off quickly, and another quick pass, and fire, and another goal scored. Jesse Rabishaw goes top shelf, far side post, and he gets it in. 5-4 Salisbury with 8:50 remaining in the second quarter.
Assisted by number 10, Marty Wallace.
Marty Wallace with the assist. Wallace, who had just come in the game, and Salisbury with the second unit coming out and doing a fantastic job. Rabishaw, who's only been in the game a couple minutes, is doing a fantastic job getting chances. We saw it there with the goal scored. And 5-4 Salisbury lead, another face-off win for Chris Bienk, but another hard check. That seems to be St. Mary's chance to try and get the ball back, but they're not getting the ball back on those checks. And Bienk is able to run away with it along with the rest of his teammates. Davis Anderson ran forward, has it, passes forward up to teammate Nathan Blondino. Blondino, far side corner, now jogging behind the net. Salisbury looking to add another goal. Blondino passes up to Rabishaw. Rabishaw, far side to Goss. Goss passes over, and the shot is no good from Brandon Kendrick, far side. Salisbury retains possession as Blondino brings it in from the corner. Blondino one-on-one with Mitchell McChain. Forced to pass it off to Rabishaw, then Seagulls just moving the ball around. Brady DeShield. DeShield fakes a couple of passes, comes around the backside of the net, passes back to Blondino. Blondino, heavy pressure on him, trying to work his way around. Rabichaud just releases high. Blondino passes the ball to Rabichaud. Rabichaud had an opening, but the ball just sailed on him over the net. And it will be Seahawks ball. Whistle blows on the field. No flags on the play. Not entirely sure. It seems a bit of confusion from both sides. And it appears, indeed, Salisbury calls a timeout. Not entirely sure what the delay was, but Salisbury does get the timeout called, their first of this half, with 7:39 remaining in this second quarter. After the game, come back to sfmsports.net to listen to archives of the broadcast and our postgame chat with Coach Berkman. Get Seagulls Lacrosse on demand at sfmsports.net and on your smartphone with our scoreboard mobile app powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. The pace in this game has been unbelievably quick for both sides. The first quarter, it seemed like the game plan for the Seahawks was to just go fast and try and beat Salisbury in transition. But now it seems that the tables have turned as Salisbury has gotten each of their goals from that particular strategy in this second quarter. Seagulls winning the goal-scoring battle in this second quarter, 3-2, and they have cut down the turnovers a bit. Remember earlier he talked about the issue that Salisbury seemed to be developing with those turnovers, but this quick pace they've developed is now seems to be counteracting that, and the Seahawks just don't seem to have an answer for it yet. Players back out on the field, score 5-4 Salisbury, 7.5 minutes remaining in this first half. Seahawks have the ball. Matt Tarrant in the far corner is guarded closely by a couple of Seagull players, and those quick passes to get it out, blew it, come out of the net and drive it forward, runs all the way up to the midfield stripe before dumping it off to a teammate in front. Quick passes again between Gordy Long and Will Lurch. Lurch running forward with it, being pressured by Preston Dabbs. Lurch now jogs into the zone, now works his way behind the net. Dabbs right in tow. Lurch tries to get around him. Can't quite beat Dabbs. Now Kemp on him. Salisbury looks like they're playing a bit more of a zone defense now instead of a man-to-man like we've seen in the past. Pass up now. New Kraus defending the ball carrier. Ben Love. Love passes it off to Gordy Long. Long jogging in, looking for an opening. Salisbury's defense changing up their strategy a bit. A quick chance in front. Good work by the Salisbury defense, forcing that back out. No shot for D'Ambrogi. Chance now as Will Lurch tries to work his way in. Gets around the screen. Lurch forced to pass it behind the net. D'Ambrogi, one-on-one. Zeke Smith right there. Zeke Smith, the long stick midfielder. He has that very long lacrosse stick, and it works effectively. And a flag on the play. A couple players tumble to the ground. And there is a holding call. And it will go against Salisbury. The first man-up opportunity of this game, and the Seahawks will try and convert. 6:10 remaining in the first half, and waiting on the official call to hear who the penalty was against. Called against Christian Ottenritter. It was indeed a holding penalty. So a man-up opportunity, I believe, for 30 seconds was the call. We've seen the Seahawks work quickly in this game. They've got to do it now with a good chance. Quick ball movement, but still at the top of the square. Couple players open. Now ball behind the net. Couple fake passes behind the net, and Connor Jordan could not get his pass away. It was knocked down by Newt Kraus, and the Seagulls will pick up the ball. And Alex Taylor will fire it forward, and they will end that man-up chance. Now Seagulls trying to work their way in. Donovan Lang. Lang passes up, finds Rabichaud. back and forth between the two, and then back out to midfield where Tommy Cirillo awaits. Cirillo looking for reinforcements, gets it, passes it dangerously back to the midfield stripe to Sean Fitzgerald, but Fitzgerald able to come in with it, runs into the zone. Fitzgerald and Lang back and forth. Now Lang with it. Lang drives inside. Passes it to Cirillo. Cirillo looking long distance but is forced away. Lang, Cirillo. Back outside to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald fires it from distance and just goes wide. Wide of the net entirely. Seagulls will hold on to the ball. Rabishaw brings it in. Passes up to Cirillo. Cirillo looking for an opening. Forced to pass it back to Rabishaw. Now behind the net. Far side to Blondino. Blondino has it. Tries to work his way around. Forced to pass up back to midfield to Lang. Lang looking for an opening. Passes to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald cannot hang on to it. Ball on the ground. The Seahawks will come away with it. And after all that, Salisbury cannot get another good shot. Chance the other way. Fired, and it is no fake shot and pass. That was a very, very hard fake shot that actually worked into a pass for St. Mary's. But then they do take the shot and can't get it to go. Alex Taylor did not have to make a save on that one. Shot went very well wide. Nathaniel Babcock checks in as he will move the ball forward. Now quick passing behind the net. Now back to midfield. Tarrant. Tarrant slips, and the footing has been a bit of an issue for the Seahawks today. A couple players slipping, just no big consequences yet. Tarrant falling in, fires the shot, and a big check by the Seahawks offense on Tommy Cirillo, and that will stop the game. Give the ball right back to Seagulls. They will go forward the other way. Cirillo with it. Cirillo looking for a chance, slows it down. Cirillo looked for a quick transition chance. Brought the ball in immediately. And now Salisbury passes it around, trying to find any opening. There's a flag on the play. Salisbury will get a man-up opportunity. Delayed penalty call. Pass back. Kyle Goss. Goss now with it. Standing right outside the face-off circle. He will drive in full speed. Goss fires, and it is sitting right on the doorstep. Great save by Blewett, but that ball was literally just inches away from that goal line. If it had rolled at all, it would have been a goal for the Seagulls. Either way, they will now get that man-up opportunity with 3:06 remaining in the first half. Salisbury still holds a one-goal lead.
30-second
called against Phil Capello, an interference call, another 30-second violation, and that will give Salisbury a quick opportunity to work the ball around and get a good shot. Quick passes. Now behind the net, pack again to look like Phipps. Phipps then passes to Lang, and Lang fires it, goes well wide. It will roll out of bounds. Salisbury will hang on to possession. 20 seconds now into the man-up opportunity. DePaul with it. Passes to Phipps, then up to Lang. Lang looking back to Phipps. Back to DePaul behind the net. DePaul uncovered. Pass back up to Lang. Man-up opportunity is done. Player running in. Defense is set now for the Seahawks. It is full strength both sides. Lang works around the defender, fires, and it is wide behind the net. Lang has usually when he shoots, it goes high. That time just released it a little bit late, and it flew behind everybody. Just goes behind the net. St. Mary's College calling their second timeout of this half with 2:26 remaining on the board. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
2:26 remaining on the board in this first half. Salisbury with a 5-4 lead over the St. Mary's College Seahawks, breaking the huddles from timeout. And Salisbury has scored the last few goals, the last two goals in this game, with quick chances, able to fire it in and get past the keeper, Zach Blewett. Salisbury does still have the ball. Both teams are 0-for-1 on man-up opportunities, but Salisbury now really putting their stamp on this possession time as the clock is underway again. Game restarted. Rhett DePaul with it far side. Pass it behind the net to Mike Kane. Kane back to DePaul, and then Salisbury just slowing it down, keeping their tempo a very controlled pace. Kane to Phipps. Phipps now Kane again with it. Kane behind the net. Couple of changes here with how Salisbury's got their setup, and DePaul, who usually is behind the net, scores the goal. DePaul coming around the front of the net, got an open look, nobody covering him, fires it low, gets it past Zach Blewett. Assist on the play does go to Luke Phipps, who was right in position to get DePaul that chance. Now Salisbury with a two-goal lead, 6-4 with a minute 57 remaining in the first half. Faceoffs have been a big story in the second quarter. Salisbury has done a fantastic job winning them. Bianc got up, thought he had the ball, actually did not. They're still fighting for it. And it looks as if it does. St. Mary's will get the ball. Bit of a discussion with the referees, but St. Mary's does have it. And they will get a good offensive chance here with time winding down in the first half. Connor Jordan with it, far corner. Austin Kemp right with him. Jordan forced to pass up deep. And Salisbury playing a tight defense deep into the midfield area, almost all the way up to that center stripe. Connor Jordan with it. Austin Kemp closes down. Jordan can't break either way. Forced back out just a bit. He still has the ball, now passes up to Babcock. Babcock tries to run inside. He has a bit of a lane. Forced back behind the net. Decides to pass, and Salisbury intercepts it. Josh Martin with it, and the Seagulls defend well. 60 seconds remain in this second quarter. Salisbury with a chance as Alex Taylor, full speed, running almost all the way into the offensive zone himself. Pass up to Anderson, and there is a timeout called. Salisbury will call their second timeout of the half with 50 seconds left. Coach Berkman wants to talk to his team about how to handle this chance. Buffalo Wild Wings is the official NCAA hangout and your home for all of the March Madness action. Stop into your Salisbury B-Dubs for hand-spun wings, wraps, and buffalitos, or build your own burger. Catch all of the March Madness at your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, 2734 North Salisbury Boulevard. So 50 seconds left in the first half. Salisbury has played much better in this second quarter. They have managed to find the back of the net four different times in the second quarter alone. They carry the 6-4 lead at the moment. They want to make it at least 7-4, which is why they called this timeout, just trying to get a good setup, a good chance to try and add to their lead with just seconds remaining on the clock. Both teams break. Salisbury will have it in the offensive square. It'll be interesting to see if the Seagulls go slow again or they try and pick up the pace once more. Seen a couple of their players playing a little bit out of position. Rhett DePaul, who normally stands behind the net squarely on that last goal that he scored, came out in front of the net and was able to get an open look. Fitzgerald and Lang out there with Cirillo far side. Fitzgerald with it at the faceoff circle. Salisbury content to just burn some clock and set up their offense slowly. Fitzgerald not heavily pressured by defenseman J.G. Hahn. The midfielder not pushing very hard. Now Fitzgerald drives into the zone, beats Hahn. Good help defense comes over. Pass over to Cirillo. Cirillo forced back to Fitzgerald. Now chance in front, fired by Mike Kane. And Kane could not get the shot, but DePaul picks it up. DePaul, with a chance in front, tries to dump it in close, but couldn't get it. Ball on the ground. The Seahawks will pick it up right in the crease. And with 2 seconds left, that will end this first half of play. So Salisbury leads it going into halftime, 6-4 over St. Mary's College. Some quick goal scoring in the second quarter is the difference thus far. We will take a break. We'll be right back for our halftime coverage. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, we've got takeout. So now you can bring our hand-spun wings with 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings with you. And the minute we figure out how to fit over 50 big screens into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
Once upon a time, Hansel and Gretel came upon a house made of gingerbread. Being quite hungry, they started eating the roof. The homeowner was outraged. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with homeowner's insurance, and he got all new asphalt shingles. Hansel and Gretel are fully rehabilitated and attend a gingerbread support group. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance.
Warning, if your ears are sensitive to hard-hitting facts, earmuff them now. This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for Geico's local agents. Fact one, your local Geico agent is an expert at getting you the coverage you need. Fact two, you can talk to your local Geico agent face-to-face. Fact three, facts one and two hit so hard, I don't need a third.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
First Preference Mortgage has been a local lender, not a broker, for over 20 years, serving all of Maryland. Our loan officers work for you, meeting when you're available, on the weekends, in the evenings, whenever you're able to meet. If you're a first-time home buyer, you've got to make a point to contact First Preference Mortgage. We'll walk you through the entire process. If you have credit issues, are looking to refinance or buying, First Preference can help. Log on to firstpref.com or call 1-800-321-5055.
This is Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net. Now back to the press box for the first half recap and out-of-town scoreboard. The all-access halftime show starts now.
And first quarter between these two sides now tied 6-4, but in that first quarter, a very tight one, 2-2, as these two teams felt each other out. Salisbury had a bit of an issue with turnovers entering that second quarter, but cleaned it up, picked up the pace entering the second quarter, and that made the difference early on. They were able to score 4 goals in that second to just 2 more for St. Mary's. And Rhett DePaul scoring the latest one. But right now, Salisbury being led by Luke Phipps, who's got 2 goals today. DePaul with 1, Rabishaw, Chris Bianc, and Nathan Blondino each getting a goal themselves. DePaul also has 2 assists, a 3-point day thus far for him. Tommy Cirillo and Luke Phipps and Marty Wallace each also have an assist. For St. Mary's, their 4 goals scored by Nate Babcock, Connor Jordan, Stuart D'Ambrogi, and Tib Perugini. Their assists, Will Lurch and Ben Love. And Salisbury certainly stepped up and added to their shot total in that second quarter, getting 16 shots just in the second quarter alone, putting their total 23 over just 15 for St. Mary's. We talked about the ground ball differential after the first quarter, and it certainly was fixed quickly. Salisbury going now just down by three on that ground ball stat, 16-13. And the faceoffs have been huge for Salisbury. Close in the first quarter, not in the second. Salisbury now 9 of 12 on faceoffs. Chris Bianc has been huge for this Seagull team. On the save side of it, St. Mary's has 8 saves on the board, but they've given up 6 goals. Zach Brewitt has had a couple of issues today. Salisbury's found a couple of sweet spots. Turnovers, though, pretty even, 9-8. We'll take a quick break, but we will be back. Halftime continues. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores! Are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, 3 championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Gary Stockbridge, Delmarva Power Region President on Investing in Communities.
Over the next 5 years, we're investing $1.7 billion in our electric systems. Advanced technology is helping us be more responsive while letting you take control of your energy use. And we're trimming trees along more than 1,600 miles of power lines to help prevent outages and ensure reliability. This is our commitment to you. Our work continues.
Delmarva Power, online at delmarva.com.
This is the Seagulls All-Access Halftime Show.
The second-ranked Salisbury University softball team picked up a key doubleheader sweep of 7th-ranked Virginia Wesleyan College on Wednesday, April 2nd at the SU softball field. Salisbury starter Rachel Johnson was rolling in the first game as she recorded her 3rd solo no-hitter of the season, limiting the Marlins to just 3 base runners while striking out 11. Salisbury would get on the board in the 3rd inning. After Rachel Spaden reached base on an infield single, she moved to 3rd base on Harley Hill's single through the right side. Angelia McDowell laid down a sacrifice bunt. After waiting for the throw to first, Spaden broke for the plate and slid around the tag of Virginia Wesleyan catcher Taylor Galvin for the 1-0 lead. The Seagull lead would grow in the 4th inning when Salisbury got to starting pitcher Mary Shipp for 4 runs on 5 hits. Katie Sabane reached on this double to right field, and she advanced to 3rd when Rebecca Hoey came up with her own double to left center. Molly Simpson's infield single and a subsequent error by the Marlins allowed Sabane and Hoey to score. Salisbury would end the game in the 6th inning when Hoey singled to right field, scored McDowell to push the lead to 8-0. Salisbury's pitching and defense owned the second game as pitcher Catherine Larson worked 4 1/3 scoreless innings. The game would remain scoreless into the 8th inning when the Seagulls would finish off the sweep. In the bottom of the inning, Paige Knusman came up with her 4th hit of the day, driving home McDowell as the game-winning run.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your phone may be smart, but is it a fan?
Listen to high school and college sports on your BlackBerry, iPhone, or iPad.
Go to sfmsports.net and click on How to Listen. Then get the app that's right for your phone.
Listen to over 1,500 games each year on our 5 streaming channels, including high school and college sports, on-demand coaches shows, and the Cal Ripken World Series. SFMSports.net mobile is powered by TuneIn Radio.
SFMSports.net.
Salisbury University and the NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Halftime almost wrapped up here in Salisbury. The Seagulls lead 6-4 over the St. Mary's College Seahawks in a crucial CAC game for both squads. Salisbury coming into this game coming off their only loss of the season to newly minted CAC rival Christopher Newport, and St. Mary's coming into this game 5-6 on the year, really needed a big win to try and come back and turn their season around. Right now, Salisbury, of course, with that two-goal lead, and they looked like the better team in that second quarter. First quarter, very back and forth, but in that second quarter, Salisbury able to dominate in possession, and faceoffs were key. Chris Bianc has been magnificent in the faceoff circle thus far in this game, especially in that second quarter, going 6-7 in the second quarter alone. Bianc in the faceoff circle, joined by Teddy Secor, and ball on the ground. Still fighting for it, a bunch of players. Three players from each team fight for it. Davis Anderson came up with it but slipped on the turf, and the ball fell out, going out of bounds. So the Seahawks do come up with it, and now St. Mary's will look to have the first offensive possession of this game, or of this second half, pardon me. St. Mary's trying to work their way inside. Zeke Smith all over Mitchell McShane, the two long stick midfielders. Mitchell McShane works his way inside, and late coming defense by Salisbury, almost a brilliant opportunity for the Seahawks, but quick recovery, and the Seahawks just unable to take advantage. St. Mary's does still have the ball. Connor Jordan near side. Tim Perugini also near side, now works his way to the midfield as he now drives in on Davis Anderson into the square. He fires low, and Alex Taylor was perfectly set up for it. Taylor makes the save, and Salisbury goes the other way. Zeke Smith far side running full sprint. Newt Krause far side running full sprint into the offensive square. Salisbury has it. Phipps far side trying to work around his defender. Phipps to Paul behind the net. Phipps ends up passing it up top to Lang. Lang, Fitzgerald, and Cirillo entering the fray. Mike Kane near side has it. Kane and Fitzgerald going back and forth. Working now far side to Lang. Back midfield to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald drives in. Looking for a chance right in front is Kane, and Kane cannot get the shot off. He was right in front of Zach Blewett and could not corral the ball in time to get a shot, and a big check. DePaul looked a little frustrated, a big check and flags all over the place. Delayed penalty. Seahawks trying to score before they get the man-up opportunity. Chance in front, right in front, and it bounces around inside, and there is no goal called. As what a beautiful chance by Nicholas Wilkinson for St. Mary's. Gets in right in front of the net, but too close as he stepped into the crease. What would have been a great backhanded, behind-the-head goal, top shelf, but steps in the crease, and that is not allowed. But not all bad news for St. Mary's. They do have the man-up opportunity for the one-minute tripping penalty called against Rhett DePaul. So 60-second penalty with 12:55 on the board in this third quarter. Whistle blows, quick ball movement around for St. Mary's, looking for any opening. Jordan passes up to Tarrant. Tarrant tries to work inside, cannot. Gets it over to Tolland. More quick passing. Back over and quick back up to the midfield. St. Mary's not letting any player hang on to it long. Good man-up opportunity strategy. But Salisbury able to pick off a pass. Ball on the ground and a quick shot by Will Lurch. But Lurch nowhere near the net. It rolls out of bounds. waiting on the official call. Salisbury does have it in their possession, and they move it forward. Taylor now has it behind the net. And the Seagulls will try and get it out of their own zone. Taylor, full speed, stops on a dime, passing it off to Kraus, far side. Newt Kraus looking for an open teammate, taking their time. And Austin Kemp had it, drops it off to Cirillo. Tommy Cirillo entering now at the midfield, drives into the square. And almost a dangerous pass, was a dangerous pass. Phipps able to pick it up off the ground. Now Lang has it near entrance to the square. Lang and Blondino back and forth. Lang steps back. Salisbury lined up in front of the net. Lang passes far side to Phipps, then back. Cirillo with it now to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald gets around his defender. Fitzgerald cannot quite hang on to the ball. It falls out, and it is picked up by the Seahawks. So Salisbury gets a good look, but just can't get the ball out in time. St. Mary's working the other way. Fitzgerald almost with the steal on the long pass. Austin Tolland passes back to Tarrant. Tarrant to an entering Lurch. Lurch gets a good chance, but it's deflected in front, and it will go out of bounds over the back line. St. Mary's keeps possession. Another whistle as one of the balls that's situated out of play rolls in. Looks like that same ball just bounced in, quickly corrected. And now Stu D'Ambrosi. D'Ambrosi works inside and high shot, hard angle. He was running full speed around the crease, just puts it over the crossbar. Again, St. Mary's does keep possession, trying to bring this deficit to within one. Wilkinson behind the net, looking for an opening. Josh Martin all over him. Wilkinson gets the ball away. Pass to Tarrant. Tarrant now gets a bit of an opening, passes off. Lurch fires it. He is drilled as he fired that shot. He got a decent chance. Alex Taylor saved it, but he paid a price for it. Now quickly, Salisbury the other way. DePaul has it, one-on-one. He beats the goalkeeper, and it is in. Salisbury takes the 7-4 lead with 10:07 in the third quarter. Rhett DePaul, quick breakaway chance. The defense for St. Mary's could not get back in time. DePaul, once he got the pass, it was a tough pass. Once he got it, runs in. All he had to do was get it past Blewett, and he did. Top side gets the goal. And Salisbury now has a three-goal lead. A game that looked so promising for St. Mary's early is slowly slipping away. Still plenty of time left. St. Mary's struggling with these face-offs. And they will get awarded this one. They will work into the zone. Now behind the net, Wilkinson. Wilkinson with Josh Martin right on him. Wilkinson tries to cut the edge a little too close, falls down. We've seen St. Mary's players struggle a couple of times with their footing, a chance in front. And a chance as Austin Tolland was able to pick up the ball on the ground. Salisbury was already in transition and a very, very dangerous proposition. Tolland was able to pick it up but could not get a good shot on Taylor. Taylor made a good save. Zeke Smith brings it forward now to Dabbs. Dabbs passes it into the square. DePaul running around the edge of the square. Now passes midfield to Brandon Kendrick. Kendrick far side to Brady DeShield. DeShield joined by Kyle Goss. Goss getting some extra playing time of late with Greg Corvin being out. Quick movement around. Mike Kane then back up to Kendrick. Kendrick far side. Goss is waiting. Quick ball movement by the Seagulls. They are staying largely to the outside. Now running inside is Kendrick. Kendrick fires. It is wide. And it is still Seagull ball. It rolls far side out of bounds. But Salisbury with a good chance there by Kendrick. Just shot it wide. Looked like it was maybe deflected given the trajectory of the shot. Salisbury has the ball. Goss with it far side. Drives in. Fires it low. A tough shot. Fires it about waist high. Just goes wide. Seagulls continue to have possession. Waiting for play to resume. It does. Rhett DePaul has it near side. Pass across to Kendrick, standing at the corner of the square. Kendrick trying to get around his defender. Gets around the screen. Still now far side. He gets a chance to Phipps. Phipps takes the ball. Kane with it. Kane somehow gets around two checks and passes the ball off to DePaul. Ball on the ground now picked up by the Seahawks, fighting for it in front. And Zach Blewett comes out, able to pick up the ball. Again, another dangerous play by Blewett, but a successful play as he is able to get the ball out. Now chance for St. Mary's the other way. Running in with it is D'Ambrogi. D'Ambrogi looking for a crossing teammate. He finds him, but can't get it in. Nicholas Wilkinson just could not hang on to it. Now Salisbury quick the other way. Full speed sprint down the other side. Marty Wallace. Wallace forced to pass it off to Kendrick. Kendrick passes back to Goss, and Salisbury slows it down. Kendrick at the corner of the square, just at the entrance. Passes back midfield. Donovan Lang is there. The top line coming back out for the Seagulls. Tommy Cirillo with it, then passes back to Phipps, then quick passing between the three. Lang with it, just at the entrance of the square. Lang waiting for his offense to move. Maybe a chance to break. Defending is Matt Tarrant. Tarrant forces Lang back outside. Fitzgerald with it now to Phipps. Phipps, ball on the ground. Phipps struggling to try and keep hold of it. It's still on the ground. Still fighting for it far side, right at the edge of the fan. And Salisbury comes away with it. Quick chance maybe for Phipps, but forced back outside. Good recovery by the Seahawks. Salisbury playing with it on the outside, far side of the field. Now back to midfield where Donovan Lang is waiting. Lang and Tarrant, one-on-one. Lang, quick pass, fire over by Kendrick. It is deflected. Ball on the ground, picked up by a Seagull. Now Mike Kane with it. Kane forced back out to midfield. Salisbury taking a lot of time on this offensive chance. They are firing, just can't quite get a great shot yet. DePaul pass far side to Phipps. Phipps fires, it goes wide. Out of bounds, Salisbury continues with this possession. Seems like Salisbury's had this ball for 3 or 4 minutes the way this is taking. And the Seahawks side knows it. They will call their first timeout of this third quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
The score is 7-4 in favor of the Seagulls with 5 minutes and 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter of play. Salisbury has scored the only goal of this third quarter to this point as the Seahawks were forced to call a timeout. They have spent a lot of time on defense the last few minutes. Salisbury getting some good opportunities, burning a lot of time, and getting shots they want. To St. Mary's credit, they have done a solid job making sure Salisbury does not have any good sight lines to their net. They're going to have to keep it up, and the pressure like this, Salisbury is bound to get one eventually if St. Mary's can't get the ball away. Donovan Lang with it far or near side corner behind the net. Squarely in the offensive zone. Passes it back to DePaul, who's behind the net. DePaul and Lang, a little bit of catch. Pass up to Luke Phipps, and Phipps fires, scores, top shelf, able to get it in, and Salisbury just got one good look from Phipps, and he puts them up 8-4 with 5 minutes and 41 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Phipps was open, got a shooting lane, and that's, I just said how St. Mary's done a good job not letting Salisbury get any great looks. Well, Salisbury was able to get a great look that time, and Phipps made the Seahawks pay. Phipps picking up his third goal. He now has a hat trick in this game. Chris Bianc fighting for it in the faceoff circle, and it is awarded to the Seagulls. So Bianc, another great bit of work in that faceoff dot. Salisbury bringing the ball in far side. Lang. Top line coming back out again for the Seagulls. This top attacking unit. And they will work behind the net. Quickly moving the ball around. Now in the midfield, Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald and Cirillo in the midfield area. As Fitzgerald with the ball steps into the square, looking for any opening. He finds a way around, beats his defender for a second, and then forces the ball away. Chance here for Phipps. He fires it, and a great save by Blewett. Phipps, a tough angle shot from in front of the net, well blocked, but better save by Blewett that time, and they needed it. Remember, I said at the beginning of the of our coverage that Blewett has struggled, allowing 11 goals on average in this season, and he has got to step up. He's already given up eight. He has got to step up because his team, his offense, is struggling to find the back of the Salisbury net. They're also struggling just to get chances. They've got one here. Seahawks far side of the field. Tough defense by Newt Krause all over Ben Love. Love passes the ball to Lurch. Lurch now full speed in. Well played by Preston Dabbs. Chance now for Babcock. Nate Babcock tries to drive his way in. There's a delayed penalty flag on the field. Seahawks trying to get a chance, and they are just being forced away. Josh Martin one-on-one with Nick Wilkinson behind the net. Pass back up top, Matt Tarrant. Tarrant and Dabbs fighting for it as Tarrant fires the ball in, and that is a missed shot. It goes wide. But now the Seahawks will get a man-up opportunity with 3 minutes and 43 seconds left in this third quarter. Couple of fans very unhappy right in front of us. And that will go against Newt Krause. Very passionate are the fans of lacrosse, especially when their team is playing in that game. And there's a lot of fans here today, and it is good to see on this beautiful spring day. Wind died down, and it is a lovely day. Seahawks want to make it a little better for themselves. Quickly moving around the outside, trying to work this man-up opportunity. Quick passing shot from distance, and that is missed by Matt Tarrant. But Seahawks do keep possession as Tarrant fired that ball wide. Whistle blows, brought back in. Again, more quick movement, and it is fired high by Connor Jordan, high and over the net. Last touch by a Seahawk, and it will go to Salisbury. Seagulls able to kill away that chance. Chance for Davis Anderson. Anderson, full speed into the square. Seen that a few times today as he passes the ball off to Rhett DePaul. Anderson now leaving the offensive zone as the reinforcements are heading in. Donovan Lang, pass up to Cirillo. Cirillo right on the outside of the faceoff circle finds Fitzgerald just entering the play. Fitzgerald, pass up to Cirillo. Salisbury again with a four-goal lead in no hurry. They do know how quickly they can give up goals. They have done it a couple times this season, but they are being methodical, smart. And that ball knocked down, thought it might have gone in. Salisbury able to hang on to it on the rebound. And they will bring it back out to midfield. A great chance by Fitzgerald. Firing from far range. Lang fires it, and it's a goal. Lang fires high, gets it in, and Blewett can do nothing to stop it. 9-4 Salisbury with 2:14 remaining in the third.
Salisbury University goal scored by number 21, Donovan Lang.
Donovan Lang picking up another goal, and these could start to be insurance goals. Salisbury hasn't this season had some issues keeping leads in the fourth quarter. We'll see if the Seahawks can keep it close enough to make a difference in the fourth, but Salisbury right now has their foot on the pedal, and they have scored in bunches. They have scored five straight goals in this game. St. Mary's has just had no answer. Another face-off win for the Seagulls, brought in by Jake Rotman. Rotman passes the ball off, finds Nathan Blondino. Blondino passes back to Bianc, and now to Brady DeShiel. DeShiel pass back into Blondino, over to DePaul behind the net. Far side, and Salisbury will just pass it around the circle. Kyle Goss. Goss, who's done a pretty good job today in this lineup on this secondary unit for the Seagulls. DeShiel, full speed into the zone, finds a bit of space, fires in. It is blocked by Blewett. Good save by the keeper. But Rhett DePaul is all over Blewett behind the net, and Blewett just able to get away. Time running down in the third quarter. A minute 15 remaining before the start of the fourth. And Seahawks would love to add a goal here, try and end this goal-scoring run by the Seagulls and try and give themselves a chance in the fourth. Chance in front, well played by Martin. New Kraus. Kraus playing very tight defense all over Ben Love. Love forced to pass up top to Babcock. Babcock running in. Babcock, a little bit of an opening, passes back to a teammate. Perugini right there, and a chance and a good save by Taylor. Seahawks still do have the ball, though. Gordy Long. Long passes off, 33 seconds remaining in the quarter. Pass up to Love. Love tries to get in front, knocked to the ground. Ball is carrying. It is out of bounds, and Salisbury will gain possession. Good work by the Salisbury defense, able to force the Seahawks into a couple of bad spots and able to get the ball clear. Clock stopped with 23 seconds left. 30-second lead. Actually, there is a flag. There was a flag on the play I did not see. So a man-up opportunity for the Seahawks, which is why the clock stopped. Looked like Salisbury would get possession, but no. Signal is the man-up opportunity. 30-second man-up opportunity. And they will try and score before the end of this quarter. Quick ball movement around, 14 seconds. Connor Jordan, pass up top. Pass and a shot taken, and it is taken away with 4 seconds left. Salisbury, all they have to do is hang on to it. They do. The quarter ends. Salisbury able to stifle off that quick man-up chance. And the Seagulls carry a 9-4 lead heading into the fourth quarter. Seagulls are in charge right now. We'll take a quick break. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, we've got takeout. So now you can bring our hand-spun wings with 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings with you. And the minute we figure out how to fit over 50 big screens into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings. The only place for wings, beer, sports.
Here in Maryland, your state crustacean is a blue crab. But can a crab help you save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico? I mean, you even have a stained glass blue crab sculpture at BWI, which shows your commitment to this Maryland crab relationship. But even that won't get you discounts on car insurance. I know a gecko who looks great on stained glass and could help you save money with Geico. Just saying.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Salisbury able to get 3 more goals in that third quarter. Now lead 9-4 over St. Mary's. 15 minutes left for St. Mary's to try and come back in this game, but it does not look good thus far. Salisbury out shooting St. Mary's, but that very good conversion rate I talked about in pregame that St. Mary's has had That's pretty much gone out the window. They have four goals on 26 shots, able to outshoot the Seagulls in that last period, but unable to find any goals in the third quarter. Salisbury does have that 9-4 lead, and they do have the ball to start this fourth quarter. They take it and move it forward. And the faceoffs continue to be a story, but in favor of Salisbury, as they are 12 of 16 today. Crispy Yanks' performance today has been magnificent, and it has been a huge reason Salisbury has the lead they do. Up by five, Salisbury has had a tendency in recent games to give up some goals late in the going. If they can keep scoring, that should not be a problem. But Salisbury needs to be careful. This is a tough CAC opponent. Salisbury with the ball in the offensive square. Donovan Lang far side. Now he will run behind the net. Gets it to DePaul. DePaul guarded closely. Grant Lowenfeld right on top of him. DePaul gets a brief look. Able to shake him off, but has to go behind the net to do it. Phipps with it. Phipps pass up top to Cirillo. Quick passing now, the name of the game for the Seagulls. Lang on the far side. Has it, tries to drive in, fires it from distance, and it is deflected in front. Makes it an easier save for Blewett. Chance now for the Seahawks going the other way. Almost lost the ball. Did Babcock, but Babcock able to hang on to it, running full sprint and able to fire it, and just goes high and wide. And another great chance stopped by Alex Taylor. Babcock's had a couple in a row, and St. Mary's trying to score quickly. Pass up to the midfield area to Tarrant. Tarrant looking for any open player. Gets around a screen still. Now just entering the offensive square. Does get around his defender. Fired and saved by Taylor. Alex Taylor has had a marvelous day today. Taylor stands with it just at the top of the fan, then passes far side. A bit pressured on the pass, but able to get it clear. Salisbury has been great on clears today, 21 of 21 through the first three quarters. Seagulls now with it in the zone. Cirillo gets in front, loses the ball right into the stick of Javier Flores. Javier Flores running in very quickly into the zone, passes it off to Wilkinson, but the pass is behind Wilkinson, so Nick Wilkinson can do nothing about it. Flores, the freshman defenseman, have not seen him run with the ball yet today, and maybe that's part of the reason why, just a bit of inexperience at this level. Now Salisbury can go the other way in a pass that sends a Seagull player on the far side of the field to the ground. I believe that's Brady DeShiel. Went down trying to extend for the pass, got it, but now fighting for it as he went to the ground and it was knocked out initially. There is a whistle on the far side of the field. A player slow to get up. That is Phil Capello for St. Mary's. He is slow to get up. He is limping to the... He's right on that bench, the sideline where the St. Mary's bench is. He got up and walked off on hit under his own power. Hopefully he's all right. Whistle blows, play back underway. 12 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter. St. Mary's has got to do something quickly, but they're not going to be able to do it as long as Salisbury has the offensive possession going. Salisbury with the ball. Kyle Goss. Goss passes inside to Phipps, then back and forth between the two. He'll pass it up to DeShiel, who gets it over to Rotman. Goss stands with the ball in the faceoff circle, gets around his defender. Gordy Long could not stop him. Goss pass behind the net. With it is DePaul. DePaul works inside. Chance for Phipps. Phipps fires in, a great save by Blewett. Phipps was cutting across in front of the net. Phipps was going top shelf, and Blewett able to get his stick just in the right spot. St. Mary's hangs on to it for now. Another whistle blown and an infraction on the play. No flags out. Salisbury does end up with possession again, and St. Mary's just cannot catch a break. Rotman with it, just entering the square near side. Rotman looking for a teammate. Salisbury slow and methodical at this stage of the game. A five-goal lead. They don't need to push it too hard. Rotman gets around his defender. Rotman, chance, and he shoots it wide. Ends up looking more like a pass to Rhett DePaul. Couldn't get a whole lot of velocity on that shot, trying to go up top, but Salisbury does hang on to it. He was able to work his way around Austin Tolland. Chance for DeShiel, who's now behind the net with the ball. DeShiel coming around the edge and fires low, but just wide, never quite got into the goal area. DePaul will pick it up far side. He will carry it in. DePaul finds an open teammate, Kyle Goss. Goss then back up to Rotman. Again, Salisbury, slow pace. No need to go quickly right now. Don't make any crucial mistakes. Seems to be the motto right now for the Seagulls. It seems to be their MO right at this moment. Chance for DeShiel. He's able to get it, but a long distance shot. He went top shelf, but goes wide. Never quite got it in. Salisbury does hang on to it. Rhett DePaul. DePaul being pushed out. Grant Lowenfeld has been on DePaul all day long, but he has been able to beat Lowenfeld at various points throughout this game. Rotman passes over to Goss. Goss bringing, motioning for DeShiel to come out. He then passes it to DeShiel and then back over to Rotman. Salisbury has used a few different offensive strategies in this game, and seems to be anything they really want to do has gotten them goals when they've needed it. A pass attempt to DePaul, but it is too high. Pass was forced by Goss, and DePaul just couldn't get his stick up high enough. St. Mary's has a chance with 9:15 remaining in this fourth quarter. They have got to get moving. They have not scored a goal since the second quarter of this game, and they cannot afford to keep this goalish drought going much longer. They have to find a way to score five. They've only gotten four, and both those came in the first half. Or both, all four of those, I should say, came in the first. It's a chance now for the Seahawks to try and work their way inside. Salisbury's defense looked a little late coming in to set up, but they are set up now as the Seahawks work the ball around. Ben Love. Love tries to work around a couple of defenders, forced to pass it back to Tarrant. Tarrant also gets around a couple of defenders. A chance for Tarrant. He's in front. Saved by Taylor. Alex Taylor, a magnificent stop, and he has been outstanding throughout this game. Newt Krause was trying to bring the ball back into the zone, trying to get control of it, but fell out of his netting, and the Seahawks will keep possession in front. Nick Wilkinson tries to work inside, and that is a goal scored. Wilkinson falling to the ground, somehow got it in. Taylor, I think, thought that goal was, or that shot was going to be a bit harder, as he has not gotten back up. His Wilkinson. Wilkinson went down hard to the turf, and he is still down. Helmet is off. Trainer is tending to him. His goal made it 9-5 with 8:12 remaining in this fourth quarter. And hopefully Wilkinson's okay. I was about to send us to break, but he does pop right back up. Thank goodness for that. Pops right back up, jogs off the field, and that is good to see. He went down hard, looked like he hit his head on the turf, but he popped right back up. He's over on the sideline. He's now being congratulated for his goal. We are always glad to see anytime a player goes down when they are able to pop right back up like that. Never want to see any of these guys get hurt. So 9-5 game. Salisbury still with a four-goal lead with 8:12 remaining in the fourth. Chris Bianc in the faceoff circle does it again. He wins another faceoff. Quick driving in. Mike Kane fired it looking for a low shot, but the release was late, and it was well wide. Mike Kane, who has been a bit quiet in this game, but does lead the Seagulls in goals. Salisbury again looks to slow it down. Of course, now the clock becoming the enemy of this St. Mary's squad. Donovan Lang just re-entering the game now with the ball, passes up top to Fitzgerald. Then into DePaul. Lang ends up with it, tries to step into the zone. He does, looking for a chance. He loses the ball. Lang able to pick it right back up. Nate Babcock right on top of him. Pass off to Fitzgerald, now DePaul. DePaul at the edge of the fan, looking for an opening. Able to slip his defender, fires in a shoe save. A save by Blewett. Looked like the only thing stopping that shot from going in low was the keeper's shoelaces. Now St. Mary's has a chance, 7 minutes left. They've got to get moving. They've gotten the first goal, now they've got to get the next. J.G. Hahn passes the ball in, and now quickly behind the net with it. Quick movement. Stu D'Ambrosi tries to work his way in. D'Ambrosi forced to pass it back up top to Tarrant. Tarrant one-on-one with Zeke Smith. Zeke Smith has kept Tarrant in check throughout this game. Back over to... That is Eric Simon just entering the game. Almost said Connor Jordan, but Eric Simon entering the game for what I believe is the first time today. I know Connor Jordan in the game right now in a very big moment. Jordan has been big today. Got a goal scored earlier in this game, but he has been quiet since the second quarter. Quick movement around the outside, and chance for Simon right in front. Alex Taylor able to get his stick up. Sometimes they're taking a shot too close, and that's exactly what Simon just did. He was right in front of Alex Taylor, and Taylor just had to get his stick in the right spot. Exactly what he did. Taylor running with it, full speed sprint. Pass off to Davis Anderson at midfield, and Anderson will take it into the square. Anderson running. He's got Nate Babcock right on him. Anderson will pass it off to DePaul, and he should exit the zone. DePaul. One-on-one. Tight defense again by Lowenfeld. DePaul forces it back out to midfield. Lang. Now to Phipps, near side. Phipps then passes far side to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald tries to work around Babcock. Now Cirillo. Back to Fitzgerald, back and forth. Fitzgerald now running in. Fitzgerald fires and he scores from distance. Overhand shot with a ton of velocity, and that could seal this for Salisbury. Still 5 minutes and 7 seconds left in this fourth quarter, but now the Seagulls have a 10-5 lead, an answering goal to the earlier mark by the Seahawks. Good work by Fitzgerald, able to work his way around his defender and just fired it with a lot of velocity from distance, got it on net, and that's all he needed. Blewett just could not stop it. Bianc in the circle again, one-on-one with Secor. Secor has struggled mightily against Chris Bianc today, and he has lost another one. Bianc has been marvelous today in that face-off circle, and it's been good to see for the Seagulls. Ball on the ground, though, as Secor was able to get the ball away from him, and a couple of chances away. You hear the crowd react as the ball came out. Now the Seahawks have it again, and they will charge forward. Not moving forward as quickly as they have earlier in this game, as Will Lurch now with it. Lurch, forced pass, but he's able to get it away, and great save by Alex Taylor. Matt Tarrant had a great look, and Taylor just played it better. Newt Krause full speed. Into the offensive zone. Krause the defender looking for a chance. And a chance in front. He passed it to Jesse Rabishaw. And Rabishaw gets the goal. Newt Krause got the ball in from deep in his own zone. Ran it all the way across. Got it to an open Jesse Rabishaw right in front of the net. And that's all she wrote on that one. With 4:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. Timeout called on the field by Salisbury that may have actually not been a goal. The way it looked like a goal. They all reacted like it was a goal, but it's not being shown up on the board. No announcement here. Looks like they're going to have a chat about it, but perhaps not a goal at all. Still a great move by Newt Krause to get Jesse Rabishaw open in front of the net. If you can't be near your computer or radio, never miss a single Seagulls goal. Listen to Salisbury Lacrosse with SFM Sports Mobile. Just download the TuneIn app from Google Play or the App Store and search sfmsports.net. Click on college sports Take Seagulls Lacrosse with you anywhere with SFMSports.net. So that goal not going up on the board. Looked like a goal. Maybe Rabishaw hit it on the outside. Showed every signs of a goal, even with all the reactions. But not a goal. Still 10-5 in this game with 4:12 remaining. And indeed not a goal. And it looks like Salisbury does indeed have the ball. Not a man-up opportunity. They do carry possession. So they can actually get that 11th goal. Chance in front. A player down as Fitzgerald works his way around the backside. Defense able to recover. Player hopped right back up. A Seahawks defender. Tommy Cirillo running around the outside of the square just on the edge. He is guarded tightly by Nate Babcock. Cirillo not getting a chance to move in, but Cirillo usually does not hang out back there, or at least has not in this game. Cirillo goes to the ground, but able to hop right back up, slipped again. Traction has been a bit of an issue today in this game for both sides, but nothing major to come of anybody slipping to this point. Chance for Salisbury with 3:20 left in the fourth quarter. Lang and Fitzgerald in the back, working their way forward. Now Fitzgerald with it, full speed in. Tries to get it out to Lang. He does, fired, and that's a goal. No doubt about it. As the goal scored by Donovan Lang, this should go to Sean Fitzgerald. Now it's 11-5 with 3 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. That may seal it with a 6-goal differential and 3 minutes and 10 seconds left. I find it will be very tough for the Seahawks to find a way back into this game and to at least tie it. Seahawks have played hard throughout, but they just could not get the goals when they needed them early. Since those 4 goals in the first half, they have only 1 in the second to speak of. Seahawks came away with a face-off win, but Salisbury able to get the check and get the ball right back out, causing the turnover. And now the Seagulls can take their time, and St. Mary's knows the time is their enemy. They are trying to come in hard on any player with the ball. And that ball looked like it went out of bounds. Seahawks will get possession. Chance to move up quickly before the Seagulls defense, can get fully set. Shot is missed by St. Mary's, and Taylor will move it forward. Ball on the ground, picked right back up. Rotman with it. Rotman took a stick to the foot, and he is limping. It was a check attempt by Eric Simon, and Rotman definitely took a hard hit to the foot or bottom of his leg, and he is jogging off gingerly to the sideline. Salisbury still with the ball. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Chance if they can just continue to run the clock. Salisbury moving the ball now a bit slowly as they are in the zone deep. Brandon Kendrick behind the net. Kendrick just holding on to it. Doesn't seem like he's too interested in passing it until he has to. Now Kendrick drives towards the crease but then steps back out. Quick passes now back up to midfield. Brady DeShiel. Still seeing this second unit out for Salisbury. DeShiel being forced around the outside, a chance, and he fakes out his defender, but still behind the net, not quite have an opening. Now he's going to fake a pass and pass it off quickly. Salisbury quickly moving around. DePaul has the ball now just outside of the fan. Now he works his way in behind the net. Salisbury looks like they're playing to run the clock out, and that's all they really need to do at this stage. Seagull still working the ball around. Just trying to hang on to it. 60 seconds left in this game. Salisbury just has to hang on to the ball for 60 seconds, and they will walk out of here with a victory. Seahawks just unable to come back with the deficit in time. DePaul is wrapped up. They're going to call that against DePaul, maybe a little aggressive going into the defense. So the Seahawks do have the ball heading into the square. Eric Simon with the ball. One-on-one heavy defense by Wes Linksweiler. And a shot and a score. Simon able to add a tally with 33 seconds left. That will make the game 11-6. Bring that differential down a little bit, but with five goals to make up, it seemed like that one's just for pride. Salisbury will head back out for the faceoff. Salisbury and St. Mary's, this has been a very one-sided affair in favor of the Seagulls throughout this game in that faceoff circle. Chris Bianc did not take that faceoff. Cameron Maples did, and St. Mary's comes away with it. Quick entrance into the offensive square, working inside, trying to get an opening is Lurch. Lurch looking for any sort of shot. 12 seconds left. Chance for Wilkinson, who passes it far side. Simon with it, can't quite get it up off the ground. And whistle blows. The play is stopped with 6 seconds left and a little bit of extracurricular activities, a bit of physicality on both sides. Alex Taylor throwing his body out there a little bit. 4 seconds left. Fired, and it is wide. That will do it. Salisbury comes out of here with the win, 11-6. Over St. Mary's, and a big CAC win, a big rebound for the Seagulls coming off that Christopher Newport loss. They get a big win here against the team that topped them in the CAC championship game last year. Salisbury did a great job throughout this game getting any goal-scoring opportunities they really wanted after that first quarter, and they were able to convert on multiple opportunities where St. Mary's just could not find the back of the net enough, and that's how this one ended. 11-6 is your final. We'll take a quick break. We will be right back with the post-game show. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall and had a great fall onto his neighbor's driveway. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped the neighbor with homeowner's insurance, and she was covered for the personal liability. Since her car is insured with Geico, she also got a multi-policy discount. That night, all the king's horses enjoyed one heck of an omelet. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance.
This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy. I chew up information and spit out facts. GEICO's local agents are some of the greatest insurance experts on earth. They can help you get exactly the coverage you need, and they're backed by GEICO, a company with over 75 years of experience. So working with them will fill you with so much confidence, you'll sound like me, Gary.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
You're working out, you're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Time to break down the game and chat with Coach Berkman. This is the Seagulls All-Access Postgame Show from SFMSports.net.
After a tight first quarter, the Salisbury able to get it done. 11-6, your final. And Salisbury came out swinging in that second quarter using a couple of different methods to get some goals, but mainly they were helped out by Chris Bianc getting many, many face-off wins. They end up 14 of 20 on face-offs in this game, and face-offs were an issue for them earlier this year. With Bianc back, it seems those issues may be put to bed. The last face-off going towards St. Mary's was without Bianc on the field, so they end up 6 of 20. St. Mary's biggest issues simply had to be they just could not convert on their shots. We talked early about the chances that they were able to convert in games prior to this one. They got a lot of goals. They averaged over 12 goals a game, but they only shot about 25 goals or shots, excuse me, a game, which was a very good shooting percentage. This game, though, very different. Just 6 goals on 36 shots. Salisbury ends up outshooting them 42 to 36 and gets the 11 goals off those 42 shots. A fantastic outing today for Alex Taylor. 17 saves for Taylor in this game, and he came up with some huge stops earlier on in the day, and it is certainly ends up being a huge differential for this side. Salisbury did struggle with turnovers early. They had 9 turnovers in the first half, but St. Mary's just could not make them pay. 8 turnovers of their own, and the Seagulls ended up having more in the second half, but did not really make much of a difference at the end of the day. St. Mary's just unable to convert on their opportunities, especially because they went 0 for 4 on man-up chances, where Salisbury just had the one. They went 0 for 1 in the second quarter, but so St. Mary's just could not get the goals and the chances, the opportunities that Salisbury gave them throughout. Ground balls ended up even 28-27, and scoring-wise, this team for Salisbury got it from everywhere, as they usually do, but led the way did Luke Phipps and Rhett DePaul. Luke Phipps with a hat trick, Rhett DePaul with 2 goals of his own, along with Donovan Lang's 2. Sean Fitzgerald, Jesse Rabichaud, Chris Bianc, and Nathan Blondino each had 1 each. DePaul ends up with 4 points on the day, getting 2 assists, along with Thomas Cirillo, Sean Fitzgerald, Mike Kane, Donovan Lang, Luke Phipps, and Marty Wallace each getting an assist themselves. For St. Mary's, a lot of goals from all over the place as well. Nate Babcock, Connor Jordan, Nick Wilkinson, Tim Perugini, Eric Simon, and Stu D'Ambrogi end up with a goal apiece, and Will Lurch and Ben Love get 1 assist each themselves. They were getting chances, but they just couldn't convert, and St. Mary's falls today. They go to 5-7. Salisbury comes back, and they will improve to 11-1. A big day for the Seagulls. A big win they needed to start this 4-game homestand. We'll take a break. Hopefully Coach Berkman will be up with us in just a moment. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
First Preference Mortgage has been a local lender, not a broker, for over 20 years, serving all of Maryland. Our loan officers work for you, meeting when you're available, on the weekends, in the evenings, whenever you're able to meet. If you're a first-time home buyer, you've got to make a point to contact First Preference Mortgage. We'll walk you through the entire process. If you have credit issues, are looking to refinance or buying, First Preference can help. Log on to firstpref.com or call 1-800-321-5055.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The box clearly says a 5-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just a buck. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
10th competition. Only the elite are left standing.
Oh, wow.
The best in men's college lacrosse are coming to Hempstead, New York.
Let's fly and score.
Experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Lacrosse Quarterfinals. Saturday, May 17th at James M. Short Stadium in Hempstead, New York. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Here in Maryland, your state crustacean is a blue crab. But can a crab help you save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico? I mean, you even have a stained glass blue crab sculpture at BWI, which shows your commitment to this Maryland crab relationship. But even that won't get you discounts on car insurance. I know a gecko who looks great on stained glass and could help you save money with Geico. Just saying.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, Coach Berkman, on demand from SFMSports.net.
We continue our postgame show with Coach Berkman. Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thank you.
Of course, we saw a noticeable effect for Chris Bianc in this game. Coming in, he did a magnificent job in the faceoff circle. How do you attribute what kind of impact he had today on your offense and defense?
Well, obviously, he gave us a lot more possessions, you know, and he gave us some chances to do some things. We still was a little bit of a struggle on offense today, you know. We just weren't real smooth. We turned the ball over a few times, especially in the first half, unforced turnovers. But he gave us, our defense gave us numerous possessions. And then, you know, him at the X just gives us a lot more possessions than we've been getting. That allowed us to create a little bit more space in that game and get that separation in the second half, because we just had the number of possessions that obviously is going to work out in the long run. If, you know, two weakened teams and one team has the ball a little bit longer than the other, the team that has the ball has a better chance of winning. But he's definitely, you know, we're excited he's back. You know, gives us a good one-two combination with Preston Dabbs. But Chris, because the faceoffs were so, you know, they weren't really one right on top of the other, except for the couple faceoff goals that we had. And we got two goals off the faceoffs today, which we haven't done all year. So, you know, generating offense, not only winning faceoffs and getting possessions, but generating a little bit of offense is something we haven't really had all season, even, you know, prior to him being hurt. It was good to see us get a couple easy goals off the faceoff, thanks to Chris.
And we saw in the first quarter, you brought it up yourself, the issues with the turnovers and maybe the slower paced offense just wasn't really clicking. You got in the second quarter and it seemed like the pace picked up and your guys were really able to get in quickly and score, which is something looked like St. Mary's was trying to do to you guys early on.
Yeah, well, we got a few more transition opportunities, a few more easy goals in transition, and we've been trying to do that a little bit more. I mean, when you take the ball away like we were on defense and creating those opportunities, you know, you should get a few more opportunities in unsettled situations, and we haven't had a lot of those this year either. So, but the ones we did have today, we did a nice job of finishing.
Alex Taylor had a very good day today, 17 saves for the contest today. How important is it to have him playing that well back in that net?
Well, Alex had a great day today. You know, he got a couple that he probably shouldn't have, but I thought our defense did a really good job of making them take some shots that made, you know, some of them seemed really easy for him today. You know, we were up under their arms. You know, they were a bounce shot that really slowed down. But, no, he did a great job. You know, we cleared 26 out of 27 times. You know, he had an outstanding effort today.
A very physical game, especially as it seemed to go on. It seemed like the checks were getting a little bit stronger. How do you coach your guys up when that starts to happen?
Well, you know, obviously the game got a little bit more physical, but obviously I guess it was within the confines of the rules because we only had one man up today, you know, in the whole game, and there was a lot of checks that were very similar to ours. But, you know, that's the way a competitive game is. And, you know, the refs don't let you play and they're not going to call fouls. Obviously players are going to get a little bit more physical.
Speaking of the man up, they went 0-for-4, did St. Mary's in this game. What did your guys do that helped that process?
Well, you know, the stuff that they ran was stuff that we had really well prepared for. The two or three man-up plays, they went out of that open set and cut one into the crease. You know, that's stuff that we had worked on and we'd seen in all their other games, and they kind of went with the same stuff today, so we were familiar with it, and we took a couple passes away in the crease that I think that we were prepared for today.
Set up for this homestand. Next up, you've got Wesley on Tuesday. What goes into that preparation coming out of today's game?
Well, you know, it's a Tuesday game. We only have one day of prep as far as the players go, you know, because we got to give them a day off because of the rules. So, but they'll obviously be watching some film on their own tomorrow. You know, Wesley's an up, has had a real good season to date. He's made, played everybody competitive. You know, was in a tie game with St. Mary's late in the fourth quarter just a week ago down there at St. Mary's. So we got to be ready to play a good solid game on Tuesday evening versus Wesley.
Really quick, get you out of here on this one. Today was Youth Day. We saw a number of young players in the stands. How much does it mean to you in this program to have those players come out and watch your guys?
Well, you know, it was great to get some of the younger people, get some more people in the stands. You know, we had a great crowd today and a nice afternoon. You know, and for them to have some role models and, you know, motivate the kids to play a little bit harder once they see some pretty talented kids on the field. And if we can make an impact in some young man's life because of our association with them, you know, we're real excited about that.
All right, well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And we will see you Tuesday. We will wrap the post-game coverage up in just a bit. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, then I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you're primarily a student-athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
The final again, 11-6, as Salisbury comes out with a big win over St. Mary's College. Looking ahead, they face Wesley on Tuesday at 7. They face Cabrini on Friday at 7 as well. And next Saturday, they take on another conference newcomer in Southern Virginia. And that will also be at 7 o'clock. Of course, we will be here for each of those games, for that Wesley game on Tuesday the 8th. We will be here at 6:45, 15 minutes ahead. Please be sure to join us. We thank you for joining us today. Thank you to Steve back in the studio. We are done here. Look forward to Tuesday. Again, my name is Ryan Downing. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next time. This has been Seagull Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
This presentation of Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net has been presented by Salisbury University and powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Visit SUSeagulls.com, the official website of Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse, and be sure to join us for our next broadcast of Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse. Visit SFMSports.net for the complete schedule and to stream live.